you know, I'm 30 years old. I've been playing football since I was 8 years old. So every August, I'm in football camp. Every September, I'm playing football games. Every off season, I've worked out. It's your life. You know, unfortunately, it's a marriage that's guaranteed to end in divorce, but you only have it for a short period of time. It makes every decision for you. You know, I got married 3 years ago. I've yet to go on a honeymoon. You know, you can't go on vacations at certain times. You can't do certain things. You can't go places, you know, but football is that important, and it should be. I mean, if you're at this level when you're, you know, getting paid to do something you love, and if you love it and it's important to you, as you say, it should make every decision. This is all I've known, you know, and this is the commitment it takes, and, you know, I think it's worth it.
Takes the snap. Josh looking right. Now throws right corner in the end zone. That's caught. Hawkins, touchdown. He beat Marcus Williams, and I mean, he really beat him. I think Marcus Williams lost him. Hawkins was wide open.
Football has a funny way of teaching you a lot of life lessons. You had to kind of reach down deep and continue to fight, and when it seemed like you weren't working for something, or it seemed like the goals that you set out were unachievable, you still got to work. You still got to come in every day. You still got to, because this is who you are. This is what you represent, and that's a... You know, like I said, that was the biggest learning experience for me, and I know that's going to come in handy, you know, throughout life. So to be able to accomplish this dream, I feel like there's a responsibility involved. So, you know, most of the things that I talk about, most of the things I'm involved with are trying to give back to the people that don't have this voice, try to be a voice for the voiceless. I'm a football guy through and through. It's been my passion since I was 11. You know, I still have taped combines and drafts from the early 2000s. And, you know, I never want to walk away thinking, you know, what if? And I'm grateful and I'm blessed, you know, and that's what keeps me going.